Junior Power. This is Lynn McGregor.
And this is David Neely. And this next half hour of Senior Power will be filled with information and entertainment for
mature audiences only.
And now we have on Brad Dyer of the Senior Planning Center. And Brad, tell us a little bit about some of the new opportunities for those people that already are on Medicare and maybe for those that will be signing up for the first time.
Well, I tell you, it's that time of year again. It's annual open enrollment, and Senior Planning Center is gearing up to serve our many clients across the state. So let me tell you a little bit about open enrollment is about. So first of all, if you're already on Medicare, you've got your Part A, you've got your Part B of Medicare, and you've got a health plan of some kind, you've got a supplement or Medicare Advantage plan, a Part D plan, you can change your plan this time of year. That starts October 15th to December 7th. You want to try to get that done maybe early on, but definitely by the 7th, so that whatever changes you make are effective January 1st. Now, some of the things to consider, first of all, did your medicines change and you need a different plan to adjust for that change? Are there other benefits that are available? And there's lots of other benefits coming out this year, like food cards, transportation benefits, upgraded dental benefits, eyeglasses benefits, dentures. It's all over the place. Some of the companies even have benefits that help you pay your utility bills, like your cell phone and internet. So some really great stuff coming.
Wow. I guess they really have broadened the amount of benefits they add. I know that a lot of Medicare Advantage plans back along had introduced, dental and vision and hearing, and now you're saying food cards and help with transportation costs, some with help with internet service or other options. So that doesn't necessarily take away, though, does it, from any of the core provisions of a Medicare health plan? These are all just add-ons, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. The thing about a Medicare Advantage plan, and we're not saying that the supplement plans out there are not good plans, because those serve a very certain population, but these Medicare Advantage plans are required to cover at least what original Medicare, that's having A and B and a Medicare supplement and a Part D plan together, these plans have to cover at least what Medicare covers. So they take the extra dollars they receive because they receive a payment for the government on your behalf, as they're going to take care of your care, and they offer you all kinds of extra things. And over the years, it's just gotten better. Like the dental benefit's a great example. It had kind of a mediocre dental benefit, but now there's some of these plans that have $3,000 worth of dental. $3,000. Many dentists are in network, and you can get dentures with those things, an unbelievable amount of tooth repair, because the tooth repair, the teeth repair, and having dentures are a quality of life issue, and these plans recognize these kinds of things.
You know, as you mentioned, too, that we have pretty good networks, but one of the things that could trigger somebody from looking at potentially a new plan would be that they've moved out of an area where some of their medical providers were. Another thing could be, and you mentioned earlier, there could be a change in their meds or the prescription drugs that they're on and the cost coverage given the plan they have versus potentially looking at a new plan. And then, of course, there are these additional benefits you've spoken to that apparently are really adding a little frosting to the cake in terms of the expansion of benefits people can receive with their Medicare plans.
Yeah, that is so much the truth. I not only have they expanded benefits and made things easier, these companies are starting to get way better at communicating with their clientele. And you should keep an eye out right about the end of September in your mailbox. If you're a Senior Planning Center client, you're going to get a letter from us. But anybody that is on one of these health plans is going to get a letter in the mail called the ANOC letter in our business, but it's the Annual Notice of Change. And that letter is going to tell you, hey, you know, we covered this med this year. It's going to be covered differently or maybe not at all next year. This benefit's been upgraded or changed. You really want to pay attention to that letter, because that letter is going to say a lot about whether you should take a look at another plan. I also want to add a shameless plug in here. When you go to work with the Senior Planning Center or one of our agent partners out in the field, you get the value of a very consummate professional. that's going to help you navigate all of these changes, and there's substantial changes. So if you want to work with a professional, that's very important. I think that if I want to convey anything, find a professional to help you navigate all the opportunity out there.
Excellent point. And in addition, Senior Planning Center represents all major Medicare health plans. So it doesn't much matter what plan you're on, we can assist you, whether it's taking a harder look at the current plan to see if indeed it is meeting your needs, or whether it could be another plan, even with the same company, or with a different carrier, because we represent all major Medicare health plans. And Brad, I know that you have locations throughout the state, but you also have agent partners throughout the state. So doesn't that give people that extra flexibility, even those that might be still worried about COVID, they have flexibility of how they can be serviced by Senior Planning Center, right?
Well, I'll tell you, we get all kinds of ways to help you. Speaking to our agent partners, those are independent business owners. They're licensed professionals with the state of Maine. They're qualified to sell all the health plans and represent them. They're a phenomenal team. They're in every county. They're all over the state. So no matter where you are, you can meet a licensed professional out in public. You can meet them on a park bench. You can meet them in your home. So they can do that. Our locations, and a couple of those are owned by our agent partners. We got one in Belfast and one in Rumford. You can go visit our locations. We'll help you over the phone. However you want to get help, we will do everything we can to accommodate it.
Now, the other thing is, when you talk about the full spectrum of services offered, one of the things that Senior Planning Center does very well in terms of matching people with the right plan is also establishing whether those potential clients can qualify for Medicare savings programs. And in many cases, and we've had some great stories on this show, you've been able to save people money and expand their health care benefits.
No question. I think you and I are probably thinking of the same story. We had a couple come into our Farmington location the other day, and this is a daily occurrence, so we see this all the time. But after about an hour with one of our teammates, Laura Fassett, the clients walked out, not only qualifying for the Medicare Savings Program, which pays for their Part B of Medicare, it helps them with the discount on their prescription drugs. There's a lot of great benefits that go along with it. But along with that, she saved them $7,600 a year on their expenses. And that's not that's a real number. So that's a hard, real number. So those clients had a life-changing moment. And we do that all day long in our locations, with our agent partners, with our client support team, the team we have that will serve you on the phone. We do that all day long. And so it always stuns me that, and probably the number's a little less than 70% now, but a little less than 70% of the seniors in the state of Maine, because many of them have fixed incomes and minimal assets, they qualify for the Medicare Savings Program, which can bring substantial financial change. And we do a service like that for free. Glad to help people. No strings attached. We're going to help you get qualified and do the work for you, most of the work. You got to do a little bit. And then at the end of that, quite often we get to look you in the eye and say, we're about ready to change your life. We've saved you X amount of dollars this year.
Well, and we know for fact that this does happen often at the Senior Planning Center, where
Absolutely.
You're able to save people money and expand Medicare health benefits for your clients. And, of course, all they have to do is call 207-223-6565. Again, that's 207-223-6565 to get help from Senior Planning Center. Brad, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
And now I'd like to introduce Bangor's own Mike O'Hara from WGUI Radio. And he's been in the business for, I think this is your 50th year, Michael, am I right?
Well, yeah, something like that. I started in 1964 at WHOU in Holton.
Okay.
So it's been a number of years. I took a couple of years off for the Army and things like that, but yeah. We can say that 50 years is okay.
Well, I saw that you started in the Bangor area in 1971, so we were figuring that was 50 years.
Yeah, I did start in Bangor in 71 after I got back from the service. And then before that, I started, actually when I was in high school, I was 14 years old when I broke into radio at WHOU and had my own show and did remote broadcasts and live sports broadcasts. So I've spent just about my entire life in radio.
So you've seen all the changes and know what to tell us about.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen all the technical changes. I've seen all the regulations. I can bring you right up to date. I haven't left it. Amazing. I've stuck with it.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, to be, 51 years plus, because you started out at 14, that's incredible.
Yeah, and I'm happy to say I'm 72 years old.
Holy. I didn't want to give away anybody's ages here.
Oh, Mike, this is Senior Power Radio, though. Dave Neely here, and I welcome you to the program. I'm fascinated because, I mean, with the exception of maybe George Hale, I mean, there can't be many others like you in the state of Maine that have really grown through the years with radio. And I just throw this out quickly. When I was much younger, there were only, I think, maybe two or three stations that I got on my little radio at home.
A transistor?
An older radio. And seriously, this, because you'll remember, but they just had daytime licenses, I think, or some of them did, so you'd hear the national anthem at midnight, and the radio would go off. But can you sort of walk us through the years of what you experienced as perhaps one of the radio legends in Maine?
In 1964, radio was owned by local people who lived in the community. We were obligated to the community. We were, and our license says that our number one job is to serve the community. And then if we can make a buck or two, that's great. But our number one job is to serve the community. And that's what local radio was all about. So I started off in 1964 with a guy known as Keith Stein and Glenn Hilmer. And they owned WHOU. And I got to tell you, it was the wonderful, most wonderful time of my life. The guy that got me into it was a fellow by the name of Al Robeson. Al was the chief engineer, and I was mowing lawns one day at the radio station, covering for a friend, and I would come in and get a Coke out of the Coke machine and watch the announcer through the window. And he one day just came up to me and he says, "You're really interested in this, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, yeah." He says, "Well, what are you looking for?" I said, "Well, where are the singers? Where are the bands?" Well, they got the biggest kick out of that because there was no singers, there was no band, it was all records. So he invited me to come to the radio station that Sunday morning at 5 o'clock, and he would show me around and see if I wanted to run some of the tapes and stuff and learn about the business. Well, later on, he told me, he said he made it 5 o'clock because he didn't think I'd make it. I was there at 4:30. Of course, he didn't know I was a farmer, potato picker, and getting up early. That was nothing for us. So I was there. And I ended up, spending my high school years going through high school, being on the radio, dedicating songs to all my girlfriends and all the guys. And it was a lot of fun. I've got to tell you, I was playing four seasons. I was one of the first guys to play the Beatles in 1964. So, it was a wonderful time. And, at that time, the technology, we put commercials on vinyl, our better clients. We had Dunn Furniture. They were one of our better clients. And so we wanted to make sure that their commercials were really good. So we bring in singers and bands and actually make a record, a vinyl record. And we played that during the dinner hour at 6 o'clock.
That sounds almost like the old TV soaps. The soap operas.
In those days, it was really amazing. The radio station was just an absolute paradise. You'd walk in and it was just all just well decorated, well appointed, just absolutely beautiful. Leather couches, leather chairs, a full bar. It was really a showcase when you'd walk into that radio station when Keith and Glenn had it. So we did a lot of commercials on reel-to-reels, little mini reels. Then came the cart machine. That was just absolutely phenomenal when the cart machine came along, and it was an endless loop. And we put commercials on that. It was a tape machine. And then later on, it ended up being on, you know, CDs and, of course, on hard drives and where we are today. But I remember running around Bangor Friday afternoons with an armful of reel-to-reels delivering commercials to all the radio, to the other radio stations that were going to start on Monday. So, yeah, it changed a lot.
Medicare is so confusing. I didn't know where to get help, but I wouldn't call a plumber in Arizona to fix my pipes in Maine. So don't call some out-of-state 800 number to navigate Medicare plans when your help is right here at home. The Senior Planning Center represents all Medicare Health and Part D plans. They have trusted professional experts in every county. You should call them for your free Medicare review.
Call 223-6565 today. That's 223-6565.
Welcome back to Senior Power. I'm Dave Neely, and
I'm Lynn McGregor, and we're back with Bangor legend Mike O'Hara, 50 years in the radio business. What's your favorite music? Did you have a favorite band? Has it, you know, what's it changed as you've gotten older and gone through the years? Have your tastes changed?
Yeah, growing up, all the kids were really into the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. And geez, I guess I was just an old romantic. I love Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. They were just my band.
So they got played a lot, probably for all the girlfriends?
All the girlfriends, yeah, yeah. I had an unfair advantage on all the guys. I was on the radio. If I liked a girl, I'd talk about her on the radio. And everybody would, I go to school and I get in trouble sometimes. But
and your
boss would call me, no, you can't be doing that. Okay, I won't. I got in trouble a number of times over the years, sure.
I was thinking, Mike, you must have played My Eyes Adored You to a certain girl, and then your boss came in and knew that these were very, very pointed selections that you were playing. But seriously, when did it get to be more of a competitive market? What was it in the later 70s then? Or?
Yeah, for me, when I moved to Bangor, I got out of the service and I went to the University of Maine, and I couldn't live without. It was hard to live without money. When you're a student, you're broke, and I didn't like that. So I got a job at WLBZ Radio out on Broadway. It was Eddie Owen and Herb Hunter, Don Clark.
Is that where they used to work with, tape the Eddie Driscoll show?
Yeah, I even got to meet Eddie and over the years. Eddie and I worked together. Just a couple of things over at WLBC TV, because the TV and the radio station at that time were owned by the Thompson family, all one family. So it was really neat working for that family. They were great. They'd ask you to, if you worked on like a holiday or Christmas, I always volunteered for the holidays because I was single, and they'd pay you time and a half. I just couldn't believe that. Why? That's great.
You were rolling in the money.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was great. So I worked at WLBZ. I also worked at the airport as a jet fueler, and then I also worked at Dakin Sporting Goods selling retail. So I had three jobs going in 1971. I was staying pretty busy. And all that time just really trying to get on WGUI in the worst way. And the general manager was Bob Mooney. And he just didn't think I had the talent. And that radio station was absolutely a monster. It was the most popular radio station in town. Everybody was listening to it because it was a rock radio station. I just loved, you know, I wanted to be in rock and roll, and that was the station I wanted to be in. I didn't want to play anymore Sinatra and Doris Day and Bing Crosby over at WLBZ. I wanted to play some rock and roll.
Well, you were
so,
a young man.
Yeah, I was very, I was young, yeah, and very ambitious. I was very ambitious. I wanted to make a mark in the business, and I was determined that Bangor was going to be a stepping stone. I was on my way to the big time. I was going to Boston. I'm going to go on to New York. And I'm going to be a big-time DJ. And here I am 50 years later, happy as a pig and you-know-what in Bangor, Maine.
I love it.
I'm pretty happy I'm still here. I tell you that. I'm very happy I'm still here.
Well, and you're still part of an independent station. It's not one of the big national corporations, but you obviously went and saw those transitions that took place in the industry, Mike. Can you speak from your perspective as to the things that have changed and the things that have, fortunately remained the same in radio today?
President Reagan changed everything when he deregulated radio. And with that came corporations could have more than one radio station in the market. They could have two or three. Then they could have a television station, and then they could have a newspaper. That started happening when you've got big companies coming in and taking over your local radio station. It was a big time learning curve for me, and to learn how to go up against that, because they have tremendous resources, and they can do things that the small little guy just can't do. The biggest things that happened in radio was deregulation, and I think you lost that small town feel. But I think the big corporations today realize they lost that, and they've given some of the local control back. I know here in Bangor, I know that a lot of the control is local now, so that's good.
Well, it seems so. I mean, for one, you found a niche so that you're not trying to replicate the other music and programming formats that a lot of the big corporations have. But at the same token, I mean, the diversity of opportunity to listen to different types of music not only came about, as you suggested, because of deregulation and more corporations and well-to-do owners having multiple stations, but also we've had the advent of, satellite radio and all the digital technology that in effect competes for people's listenership. And yet you've still managed, and like I say, I mean, I think Lynn said over five decades, to maintain and grow market share and your listenership by having a strong niche.
You know, I always say people, when they come to me and they say, well, you know, radio's dead. Satellite's taking over. And I say, you know, satellite's doing very well. I think they got a subscription of what, 5, maybe 10 million? Radio reaches 296 million people every single day.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So satellite radio is doing okay, but radio, broadcast radio, is killing it still. And you know what the interesting thing is about it? People will say, well, broadcast radio, that's old. More young people are turning to radio to find new music than any other source. Over YouTube, Instagram, or anything else, they're going to radio to find new music first. I think it's amazing. So, and then my generation, who loved the 60s and 70s, we grew up on radio. So, you know, it's nothing for us to turn it on and leave it on and listen to our music all day long.
Oh, that's right.
We make it a habit. Hey, listen, people my age listen to radio almost every single day, at least for 10 or 15 minutes every day. Find out what's going on in the car, doing something. We listen to radio every day.
Well, Mike, and one of the things we stress here on the Senior Power Radio, I'm sure you'd appreciate it because you've already spoke to it, is the fact that generational consumer behavior almost dictates that those of us who did grow up with radio on still enjoy that. To some extent, it may be for the nostalgia of turning on your favorite station. But the other thing which you mentioned is that we were used to listening to it throughout the course of the day. So you might even be going outside to rake leaves and you bring the radio with you and turn it up while you're raking. I mean, there are people who might be tinkering in the garage or barn and they have the radio on while they're there, or they're in the kitchen and they're preparing something and they have the radio on. So, you know, I do believe that there's a issue of generational consumer behavior that will have its continued impact for radio listenership. But I was shocked when you gave me the numbers about satellite radio and how it's nothing but a rounding error relative to the significant audience that broadcast radio still has.
It's incredible. I mean, we dwarf it.
You know, because you mentioned Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, I think when we do segue off your session, which is hard to do because you've got a lot of energy now. No wonder you can be in your 70s and still be the DJ rocking for us. But which song, if we were to use a song to help exit your segment from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, would you like us to play?
You can play one of my all-time favorites, Opus number 17, Don't You Worry About Me.
Perfect.
I don't think we need to. I mean, I'm so envious because you found a passion in life that you have been able to live it, you know, to do what you love every day. That's a journey in life.
God has blessed me. I don't know why, but he has. And I take advantage of it every single day. I get up and I go, yeah, I got another day. I'm going to go get it. Here I come.
So to one of the legends of radio, on the legends of WGUI in Bangor, Mike O'Hare, thank you very much for joining us today on Senior Power.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. See you later.
I can see there ain't no room for me. You're only holding up your heart in sympathy. If there's another man, then girl, I understand. Go on and take his hand, and don't you worry about me. I'll be blue, and I'll be crying too. But girl, you know I only want what's best for you. What good is all my pride?
Listen to last week's episode. Where do I go to do that?
All you have to do is go to seniorpower.me. That is seniorpower.me, short for Maine, seniorpower.me, and listen to your favorite episode of Senior Power. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Senior Power.
My insurance kept going up and up and up and up.
I was getting a lot of mail about Medicare.
I could never have navigated through the loopholes.
Mainers across the state are finding help at Senior Planning Center, which represents all major Medicare health plans.
Senior Planning Center was a lifesaver.
Senior Planning Center did it all.
He gave me all my options and signed me up with what I needed within an hour.
Call 223-6565. 223-6565. Help when it matters most. Senior Planning Center.com.